I have them on tape. Hi, everyone. My name is Mike. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 6, 2016. Mm-hmm. And I have a sponsor and I have a home group. My home group is Space Coast Young People. I can't believe I'm here on a Thursday night. It's so weird. You know, we're getting off of work and we rounded like 10 people up from our home group. And somehow we showed up on time, you know, and it's amazing, you know, because I wasn't able to do anything like that before. And, you know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm an employee, and but first and foremost, I'm an alcoholic, you know. But me being an alcoholic allows me to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And as a result of that, my life's amazing today. You know, I grew up around AA. My mom's alcoholic. You know, I don't think that makes me predisposed to alcoholism, but that definitely, like, she got sober through AA, and like, I was kind of turned off by, like, what AA had to offer. And, you know, it took me a long time to realize that, I'm alcoholic, you know, and I'm powerless over alcohol. And what led up to that was I picked up my first drink in college, and, Right from Jump Street, like, I fell in love with alcohol. It, like, completely changed my life. Like, I was, like, super goal-oriented. I was reading, like, economic books and finance books in high school, and, like, I had all these big dreams and goals, and put that drink in my body, and all my goals changed. Like, I just wanted to party, wanted to have fun. And, I became a completely different person, like, with or without alcohol, like, because my mind has changed. And, you know, DUIs, arrests, like, all that stuff happens because, like, once I start drinking, I can't stop. It's like an outside force stops it for me. And like, I tried different ways to drink. I tried other substances. Like, I just, that's just what I did. And it got to a point where, like, my wife had left me. And we've been together since high school. And we had a little baby. And, you know, this is, like, post-college, like, a couple years into a career. And she leaves me on her birthday, and, you know, there was, like, threats of her leaving before, and, like, I'd always be able to talk her out of it. You know, if, like, I'm a salesman for a living, and, like, you know, it's just, I get to the gab, and I was able to just, like, keep her there, like, through false promises. you know, and, like, I knew, like, I had no intention of stopping drinking, you know, but, like, what could I do to hide it better? You know, like, that was, like, my, every time. And, you know, so I was like, okay, I was like, maybe I should try Alcoholics Anonymous. And I went and paid a doctor, you know, an addiction and alcohol doctor, and he told me to go to AA. And I said, I don't want to go to AA, you know. And he's like bring your big book. And like, my mom had bought me a big book for high school graduation, and I didn't know I needed that, you know. So like, I started going to some AA meetings, and I would visit my wife on the weekends to see her and my son, and I would, like, go to AA meetings, like, and I would tell everyone I'm going to AA, and, like, it was working, you know, for, like, getting things back, but, like, I was still the same person, and so after the weekend was over, I'd go back, you know, to where I was living, which was 3 hours away, and, like, I was by myself again, and I can do what I want, but every time on the weekends I'd go see her, I'd go to AA. you know, the pain got great enough for me, like, where I'd miss my newborn son so much, and I felt like, all right, I really needed to, like, try to do something here. So I started going to some more consistent meetings, and I moved to where she was living, and like, things got really good really fast, you know, but I never got a sponsor, I never worked steps, and I never got into service work. And we had bought a house, and like, things were great, and I got a new job, and I went back to doing all the same things I was doing before, but I got really good at hiding it. You know, even better than I was before. And it was crazy the amount of energy I put into hiding it. You know, it's just like, it baffles me today. So, you know, that opportunity, like, when my wife got pregnant again and we had another baby. And, like, both my kids are a gift from God. But, like, my daughter, the second baby, my wife was on birth control. Like, she's the first girl born in our family in, like, 70 years. It's like, it's all boys. It's just like, it's amazing, you know, and like, I love my kids so much, but I didn't know how to be a dad. You know, like, I was so scared of everything. Like, I had started my own business, I paid for college myself, I did so many things that I thought, like, made me, like, a responsible adult, but I was scared all the time, and I didn't feel qualified to be a parent, I didn't feel qualified to be a husband, I'd done so many bad things, you know, that I just felt so horrible inside. And I didn't know how to get that relief. That relief came from alcohol. And, you know, it's like the last week leading up to, like, where, you know, I was reintroduced to sobriety was, like, my wife tells me she's leaving me. I go to work and I get fired. And the next day, the police department's at my house with a Marchman ex parte order to take me to the treatment. And I'm like, I was completely out of control. And, you know, so I went to Circles of Care, which is like our state-run institution in Brevard County, and it's like mattresses this thick on, you know, steel frames, and it was just like a crazy, awful experience. I didn't realize how, like, I walked in there, you know, and, like, I had to strip down naked, and it's just, like, really, really awful. You know, and, like, something happened to me in there. Like, I was, like, reintroduced to Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, there was these guys that were bringing meetings in, like, guys, like, you know, like, at my age. They were, like, in their 30s or 30s years old. And I was, like, why are they here? Like, this is so weird. Like, and anytime I went to AA, like, with my mom as a kid, there was, like, smoking meetings, and they were, like, chanting. It was, like, it was so weird to me. And and then even, like, when I went to meetings as, like, a young adult, I wasn't open. I wasn't ready. Everything was weird. I didn't want what anybody had there. And this time was different. Something was different. And, you know, my kids weren't on my mind. Like, of course I missed them, but I was ready to do something different. And, like, I asked one of these guys for their phone numbers. And, you know, it took me about 2 weeks, you know, to call them. And I ended up doing, like, a detox there, like, court ordered, but then I stayed for treatment voluntarily. And, like, during that time there, it was, like, 30 days, like, halfway through, I finally started reaching out, and I started calling guys in AA, and, like, I had no idea what I was going to say to them. I was, like, literally, like, dude, I'm just calling you, because I was told to call you, and I have no idea what I'm going to say. And, like, they kind of just took over the conversation, and, like, there was a time limit on the phone calls, like, 5 minutes, so, like, that was really cool. Like, it would, like, end itself, you know, and, I had this, like, great vision that, like, my wife would be outside with my kids when I got out. I got served divorce papers in there. And I still, like, she's going to be outside, you know. And my dad was there. You know, and it's crazy, like, how, like, relationships start forming for me. Because my dad and I, like, we had a horrible relationship. But then, like, he ended up being, like, my biggest advocate, you know, for sobriety. You know, so, like, I had no clue what to do. I stuck to these guys that I met in those meetings, and then they introduced me to other guys in meetings, and I just stuck to them like glue. I didn't really believe what AA had to offer, but, like, I saw something in these guys, and I was like, I'm just going to try it, you know. But, like, you know, this thing lies in my brain, you know, and, like, it's so crazy. I'm, like, sitting around these meetings, and, like, I don't have a sponsor yet, you know, and I'm like, I got this list of what I want to sponsor. You know, because, like, fresh out of rehab, I know what I need in a sponsor, right? I want someone, like, double-digit sobriety, someone that's been married and divorced, someone that has kids. You know, nothing about working steps, you know? Nothing about how many meetings you go to a week, how many guys you're sponsoring. It's, like, it's all this other stuff that's not important. And finally, like, I was outside of the meeting, and it was a birthday night, and I was, like, assigned a sponsor. So the guy, like, started taking me through the book, you know, and, like, then my eyes opened up, and I realized, like, what I should be paying attention to, and, like, in a sponsor, and, like, some finding something that someone has. And I ended up, someone, like, caught my eye for that, and I ended up making a switch. And that guy got me through the steps in a pretty timely fashion. But, like, that took, like, some effort on my part, right? Like, he's not going to call me and say, hey, you want to do steps today? Like, you know, I have to initiate those conversations. I had to show willingness. And, you know, this guy was willing to, like, meet halfway, you know, reach his hand halfway back to me. And, you know, I learned things about, like, home group and sponsorship and service work. You know, I think, like, service work's, like, the center of my sobriety. You know, like, around 1 year sober, my wife and I reconciled. So we're still together to this day. Like, I got my kids in my house again, and, it's, you know, it's crazy. Like, I left the house this morning at 6 o'clock, and I haven't seen my kids today. And the same thing happened yesterday, you know, because I have a commitment on Wednesday nights that I do. but I remember what happened when I don't have AA. It's like the center point of my life. Like, I don't have anything. Like, I'm homeless, I'm broke, I'm jobless. I'm just, like, a total loser. I'm a total scumbag. You know, I steal from everyone when I'm in that thing. And And it just repeats this cycle, and I feel it's really nasty inside. But, you know, working the steps, doing a fourth step, and a fifth step, being relieved of that pain, and then having that spiritual experience that it promises us. And then the responsibility and the willingness to, like, carry that message forward and sponsor other guys. So, like, the hardest part of my life today is, like, balance. You know, find a balance with, like, work, family. But, like, AA's got to be, like, the middle. You know, it's crazy. Like, I got a concrete pour at 3 a.m. You know, but, like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than right here, right now. You know, and, you know, with that, I'll close. You know, thanks for having me here and speak. Thank you.